We're joined by Lynn Jackson of Save the Pine Bush. Welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Lynn.
Thank you for having me on.
So we've been following this Pyramids Cross Gates project in the Pine Bush ecosystem, and there is a public hearing on Wednesday night in the town of Guilderland. Can you tell us what the hearing is for?
Yes, tonight the Guilderland Planning Board is having a public hearing on what is called the site plan for the proposed 20-acre site that will have on it somewhere between 222 and 300 and something apartments and townhouses. This is Pyramid Cross Gates has proposed three different developments. One is the 20-acre site for the apartments. One is approximately a 16-acre site that is for a Costco, and one is for a unspecified office and housing developments. Now, what has happened is that in August, the Guilderland Planning Board approved the environmental impact statement for these three projects. But now they need to approve the site plan. And the site plan is the plan that shows where the streets are going to be and where the houses are going to be built, where the sewer and the water is going to go, all those kind of details. And the planning board is having a hearing on that tonight. Now, of course, Save the Pine Bush is very concerned because we don't believe any of these developments should be built. The people can join the hearing. It's a virtual hearing because we're not meeting in public because of the COVID pandemic crisis. But people can call in at 7 o'clock p.m. and make their comments known about how I hope people agree with Save the Pine Bush that these apartments should not be built.
So if you're listening on Thursday morning, that meeting is Wednesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. How do people call in to make public comments?
So the Guilderland Planning Board does not make it easy for people. So what you have to do if you don't have this special cable TV station, and a lot of people don't, you go to the Town of Guilderland website and click on, so it's the townofguilderland.org and their website. And on their website, you click on boards and committees and go to the planning board. There's like a little brownish menu with blue lettering, and it says view live stream and online demand video. So you click there and you can watch, you can actually watch the video at that point. At that time, like right now when I'm looking at the website, the phone number to call in is not on the website, on this part of the website. So I'm going to give you, So this is the phone number people can dial in. It's 518-579-3721. So that's 518-579-3721. But they can only dial in tonight starting at 7 o'clock. So tonight being Wednesday, October 14th. So if people do hear about this and they can call in, it would be really wonderful.
We're talking with Lynn Jackson of Save the Pine Bush. We're discussing the Rapp Road Residential Western Avenue mixed-use redevelopment projects. It's before the planning board by Pyramid Cross Gates Corporation. Now, when some people hear that there is development happening in the Pine Bush, they freak out until they realize that it's not actually, the acres are not actually in the reserve of the Pine Bush. But Save the Pine Bush makes a point of calling it Pine Bush ecosystem. Can you kind of talk about that, Lynn?
Yes, the ecosystem, the Pine Bush ecosystem, is loosely defined as land west of Fuller Road, east of 146, south of Route 5, and north of Western Avenue 20. And in there, the Pine Bush is a classic inland pine barrens ecosystem with sand dunes and pitch pine trees and scrub oak and all kinds of wonderful creatures that live there. It's a really fascinating ecosystem. However, some of the pine bush ecosystem has been purchased by the government and is in the Pine Bush Preserve. And that land is managed by the Albany Pine Bush Preserve Commission. There's about 3,300 acres in the actual Pine Bush Preserve. However, there are a lot of private landowners that own land that is pine bush ecosystem. And that is the case of Pyramid Crossgates. The land where the proposed apartments is a pine bush ecosystem. It has the characteristic sand layer, and it is there's a lot of invasive species on the land, but the land could certainly be managed to be more like classic pine bush ecosystem. And this is what a lot of people don't understand, is that, you know, say the pine bush is 42 years old at this point, and we have filed probably at least 30 or more lawsuits. And what we have done is prevented the construction of a lot of developments in the pine bush ecosystem, thus allowing either the Nature Conservancy or the state of New York to come in and buy the land. But there's still at least 2,000 acres of land that is pine bush ecosystem that still needs to be preserved and is privately owned. And obviously this 20 acres that Crossgates owns is part of that, plus the Costco site, plus the other site that is unspecified proposed development by Crossgates. So thank you for asking about the difference, because it's really important to understand that the ecosystem is one thing. You take a look at the ecosystem, you see the sand dunes, the pitch pine trees, the scrub oak, you know, the Carter blues, the buck moths, all the wonderful rare and endangered species that live in the pine bush. And then, you know, you have to look at who owns that land, because just because it's pine bush ecosystem doesn't mean that it is preserved in perpetuity.
How has the town of Gilderland justified, you know, allowing this development to move forward on rare and endangered ecosystem?
Well, needless to say, I think that their arguments are quite weak. I believe that the town of Gilderland has an obligation and a duty to protect this ecosystem. You know, we worry every day about global climate change and the crash of species around the world, which are huge environmental problems. You know, we are concerned about animals in Africa and animals in Indonesia and other places, but we need to take care of our unique ecosystems. And we really need to protect the pine bush. The pine bush is considered some people say it is the best example of an inland pine barrens ecosystem in the world. You know, we have a world-class ecosystem here. What are we doing building stuff on it? Like, I don't understand it. I think the town of Gilderland is absolutely 100% wrong in their position. I think that Pyramid Crossgates, their proposed development is not needed in this area. And plus, Pyramid has their own issues that they need to deal with. And we need to protect it. And the town of Gilderland's response is, well, Pyramid owns the land, which is true. But that doesn't mean that we can't have an opinion and that we can't persuade Pyramid to either donate it or sell it to the state, which is really what should happen. This land should not be built on. Just should not be built on.
Lynn, is there anything I haven't asked you that you want to touch on about this public hearing on Wednesday night at 7 p.m.?
I think the other thing that we need to look at is, are we going to wind up with an unfinished or an empty development? The Altamont Enterprise, the weekly newspaper out of Altamont, wrote an extensive article about Pyramid and how Pyramid wants to reduce its taxes in the town of Gilderland by 50%, and how it has a lot of issues about meeting its own mortgages and obligations, and how it has it's involved in many court suits at this point. Is this really the kind of developer that the town of Gilderland wants to approve to build a development? I mean, that to me is also a huge issue. So the two big issues tonight with the public hearing our people should call in and talk about how much they care about the pine bush and ask the questions of, is Pyramid really a developer the town of Gilead wants to give approvals to their proposed project? Again, the hearing starts at 7 o'clock. People may dial in at 518-579-3721. And you can watch it online at the Town of Gilead website. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Lynn Jackson of Save the Pine Bush. And we'll stay tuned to this topic.